Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Here and Now, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, vindicate me against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will vindicate her, or she will wear me out by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will not God vindicate his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Here and now. We understand that today's reading supports persevering prayer, but are we at all bothered that the God figure in the parable is somewhat represented by an arrogant judge? Aren't prayers, right from our first catechism days through many of today's carefully worded texts, usually expressed in very polite, very humble references to the all-powerful Creator God? Notwithstanding today's vigorous theology, which recognizes that religion and science need each other, doesn't traditional religious education still have a rather timid tone, based on an awareness of the great separation between divinity and humanity? And didn't traditional Christianity teach us to accept the earthly existence of each of us as something to get through until our real lives begin after death? Really? Listen to Teilhard de Chardin's view that traditional Christianity is too aloof from the world. Quote, no longer is it simply a religion of individual and of heaven, but a religion of humankind and of the earth. That is what we are looking for at this moment as the oxygen without which we cannot breathe. Close quote. A religion of humankind and of the earth, the oxygen without which we cannot breathe. What kind of religion is that? Does Jesus speak in an aloof way? Quote, hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will God not vindicate his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. Close quote. Can we hear Jesus almost yelling at his listeners and at us? I don't hear politeness in his manner. I hear him loudly insisting that muscular prayer is what God wants to hear. I sense him congratulating the widow for demanding that the powerful judge listen to her. And I hear Jesus very directly insisting that we who are of the earth need to infuse our connection with God and with all of God's creation with a relational urgency that empowers life and breath on earth, here and now. That our religion is not a means of merely getting us through a veil of tears until life mercifully ends. It's a religion of humankind's acceptance of the earth as the place where humanity and divinity are united, not separated. A religion that recognizes that the God whose great desire is our salvation will listen to us here and now, as we give our days and nights to asking for a hearing, to claiming it, that we need to wake up, not let up, and call God to account for the universal love that was promised from the beginning, yet wants us to demand it here and now. And we need to make our demands for the many essentials of salvation, for our needs, for those we love and serve, not in the very pious vocabulary sanctioned by religious publications, but in our own strong, even tough words from the depths of who we are, members of humankind and of the earth, here and now. If we do so, we will be able to answer the question Jesus asks at the end of today's reading. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Yes, he will.